Mike?
Yes, sir.
The Cochin River Artificial Reef. Item 13 in your book. I understand you had a very good meeting with the various stakeholders, as they say.
We spent about 3 hours together.
3 hours.
Here's some input that wasn't in the original package.
All right.
I've got another tree.
I know the tree cutters like us.
Good afternoon, once again, Commissioner, board members. Well, back here again with the Artificial Reef Program to, once again, to request the approval to construct an artificial fishing reef near the mouth of the Cochin River. Of course, this was tabled from the March meeting, and this whole thing initiated with the February meeting. Background on this is in February, the agency artificial reef program was advised by the Army Corps of Engineers that an application for a new artificial fishing reef near the mouth of the Cochin River was in the process of being approved. Local fishing interests supported the original site, which is shown up on the graphic on the screen in yellow, in pale yellow. And the siting on this somewhat follows a siting plan that was done for the reef program back in 99. And if you look at the Easter egg purple there, the Myatt recommendation, that's a site that was recommended by some folks that did a siting study for us back then in 99. So you can see basically we're across the channel from a site that had been recommended. It wasn't cast in stone. It was just a recommended site along with other sites in the bay. The original site request is for a reef site in Pocosin River, or beyond the mouth of the river. It would allow for the deployment of environmentally acceptable demolition materials, including, but not limited to, metal, concrete, other second-use metal and concrete materials, such as pipe, piling, manhole structures, etc. Coast Guard inspected and approved vessels and specifically designed artificial reef structures, such as tetrahedrons and domes. The reef was proposed to be located near the mouth of the Pocosin River, northwest of Pocosin Flats, in 21 to 24 feet of water. Once again, I direct your attention to the yellow area, the rectangle on the west side of the channel. Requested site was rectangular in configuration with long axis running northeast-southwest, the proposed reef measuring 2,000 yards by 800 yards. At the February Commission meeting, approval was requested for construction of the new Pocosin Reef. The request was tabled for 1 month. On March 1st, a public notice was sent out advertising the development of the Pocosin Reef site, as shown, would be reheard at the March 28th Commission meeting. This notice was published in Richmond Times-Dispatch, Daily Press, and Virginia Pilot. Staff also initiated further contacts within both the commercial and recreational sectors concerning the siting of the Pocosin Reef. An article covering the proposed reef appeared in the March 23rd issue of the Gloucester Matthews Gazette Journal. A second article appeared in the Daily Press, also covering this proposal, which appeared on March 27th. Concerning the originally planned Pocosin site, C.D. Hancock of the Coastal Watermen's Association was contacted for advice. He set up a meeting with local watermen, which was held on March 21st. Four commercial representatives were in attendance: Brian Hubbard, John Dryden, Charles Dryden, and Kelly Place. Joe Callista and I represented the Artificial Reef Program. The criteria for selecting that site was discussed. Commercial representatives felt they could not agree with the site as requested. They referenced potting, clamming, and gillnet operations in the immediate area that would be negatively impacted. Concern was also expressed for scallop vessels drawing 10 to 12 feet of water that transit the area. The Corps of Engineers permit will require a minimum mean low water clearance of 12 feet, so we would be running close there. The reef program extended offers at a compromise. These consisted of cutting down the area of the site by as much as two-thirds, as well as developing a clam broodstock area within the structures that would comprise the reef site itself. These offers were turned down as any part of the immediate area was considered too valuable to lose. An alternate location was suggested that would place a smaller reef at either side of the intersection of the Pocosin and York River channels. I expressed the opinion that these sites may be feasible, but that further Coast Guard evaluation would be required as they would be both be adjacent to the York River Channel. At the March 28th meeting, the development of the site was reheard, with support being expressed by the recreational sector and continued concern expressed by the commercial site. At that meeting, the Commission voted to table the Coast and Reef while another site off the southeast side of the channel could be investigated. That side off the southeast side of the channel is the purple area noted as the Myatt recommendation. On April 12th, an ad hoc Artificial Reef Committee meeting was held at 6 p.m. on the fourth floor of the meeting room at VMRC. The commercial representation consisted of E.T. Firth Jr., E.T. Firth Sr., Nathan Dryden, John Dryden, Brian Hubbard, C.D. Hancock, Lyle Jett, Alan Hinson, and Susan Gaston. Recreational representation was Tom Powers, Frank Kearney, and Irvin Fenton, all of the Peninsula Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association. At that meeting, an alternate site on the southeast side of the Pocosin entrance channel was discussed. And once again, that would be the round purple area that I just referenced. The site appeared to be located in Ballard Oyster Ground. It was actually not. Once we got a different scale chart out, it was close, but it was not within the Ballard Ground. The Menhaden industry representatives present immediately expressed concern over that location as it would interfere with their fishing operations. Moving the site to the north toward the York River Channel would also interfere, as would moving it to the east. Moving the site to the west or the south in shallower water also would not be acceptable to the watermen present. After comparing and contrasting the merits of various sites, moving the site to the northwest side of the channel was again revisited. An area to the north of the originally proposed area was acceptable to local watermen. The same area was not favored by the Menhaden industry representatives. However, it appeared to be less of a problem than the other locations that we had examined that evening. As a concession, the reef program offered a scaled-down proposal of the reef area, scaling it down as much as two-thirds. I believe Tom Powers also suggested this as a possibility. This would provide 110 acres for reef development. The commercial representation in attendance indicated they could agree to this last site. The recreational interests were agreeable to the site in terms of the location, the general area, but preferred a reduction of only one half of the original requested area. The site, where its square and configuration would measure 730 yards on each side. The center of this latest proposed site will be located at approximately 371315 North, 7620.05 West. The term approximately is used here is the actual site would have to be adjusted to meet channel clearance requirements as directed by the Coast Guard. Staff recommendation on this is approval to proceed with the construction of the Pocosin Reef in the referenced location within that area, scaled down. And the paperwork you folks have references one-half of the original proposal. It should read one-third of the original proposal. I need to point out that in the paperwork I just handed you folks that the all 24 of those sheets of paper are recommendations to proceed with the site. They are all against cutting the site down. Some folks expressed the fact that they thought that two-thirds would be good. Some expressed the thought that they thought that half was a reasonable amount to cut back. And still others said, no, it needs to stay the way as it was originally proposed. So basically, the staff recommendation, as I have it right here, in terms of the general location of the reef site, has the support of the recreational community, but they are definitely not in favor of cutting it down as far as two-thirds.
Okay, any questions for Mike? So certainly you did what the commission asked you to do. We sent you to get with all the parties. You got all the parties together for 3 hours.
It was...
looks like a lot of give and take. And
we really marked up a chart that night, that's for sure.
So they're acceptable to half cut back, but they don't want to go as much as a third?
The letters expressed some of the folks were willing to go back as far as one-half, yes, sir. Uh-huh. A number of folks felt that two-thirds was reasonable, and others said, no, stick to the original 300 acres is requested. And like I said, we had offered to cut it, scale it down by two-thirds, and once again, there was support for the general location of the reef site, but not scaling it that far back.
But they all agree on the reef site except the Menhaden.
The Menhaden people indicated they weren't crazy about it, but they could live with that a lot better than they could the other sites we had. Yeah.
Okay. Russell, Ms. Garrison.
It seems very strange that Menhaden are handled by the General Assembly. Why would they come to VMRC in the meeting?
Well, they were contacted and asked to participate along with the other commercial interests.
They were opposed. All right. Okay. Unless the commission feels otherwise, I don't intend to have another public hearing here on this subject. We sent the committee out to do its work, and you brought a recommendation to them. No, not unless I have to open it up to everybody. Okay, well, you can get them to Mike.
Thank you. I had neglected to thank you for doing that. That area in red, site surveyed by Waterman, they had gone out there and basically done a bunch of grabs and to see what was on the bottom, what kind of bottom we had. And that was an area that they had more or less indicated that we ought to consider as a possible alternative for building the reef site. Thank you. And
well, Mike,
when that was brought up, the Menhaden folks had a big problem with it.
I got to say this for you. You were able to get Kelly and Tom for 3 hours to come to some sort of agreement. You ought to go with the State Department. having said that, and I think the world of both of them. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Don't leave David out of it either.
Well, David didn't go to that meeting, though, but David's been very supportive of this process. That's the main thing. All right. What's the pleasure of the commission?
Just do it.
Mr. Schitt.
I move that we approve the construction site of the Pecosin Reef of half the original proposal.
Is there a second to that motion? Seconded by Mr. Garrison. Further discussion, Mr. Carter Fox.
No, I have no discussion.
Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I would also like to commend Mike for working with all the different sides and elements to try to forge a compromise. I think the location reflects all those considerations, and I think the original area was a 330 acres is a big site, and I think to cut it in half, you know, is probably a good compromise with all the different parties. So I support it.
Thank you, Rick. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstention? Carried. And again, I compliment all of you for your work on that process. Public hearing requiring human waste receptacle aboard all shellfish harvesting vessels. An NSSP permit. Item 14 in your book. Jack, I think most people are aware of this.
Yeah,
issue.
I don't really need to say a whole lot on this. Other than the regulation, I think on its first reading seems kind of ominous until you get to the last paragraph, and the public needs to know, and we're going to put this